Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We drink a grill tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it tastes all right.
Alright, you guys. Goddamn, man. We are seriously about to drop some bombs on you right now. Hey, you there?
Bud, I'm here, man.
Alright, man. Y'all listening to the Tay and Bud kicking it on the show. We can't... Hey, Tay, I forgot to tell you, man. We can't use all the finest because we're using it on Vimeo. So, we gotta use Tay and Bud kicking ism from now on. But, you motherfuckers... I'm just going to be real with you. Sending all these questions in. Tay is calling me, telling me these questions. Some of them funny, but you know what? Most of them motherfuckers are pertinent. And guess what? We got a gang of them for you today. Tay, what's happening, man?
Shoot, bud. We're going to kick it off, bud, with this question that says, when do you know you're ready for the next brawl? So, bud, you wanna respond to that one?
Go ahead.
In my opinion, when you know you're ready for the next brawl, is when you got that first hole locked down, mind, body, and spirit. Otherwise, all you're doing is fattening a frog for a snake. Worst thing to do is send a bitch to work and. You ain't got her in pocket all the way. So you taking a chance. So, and plus, if you ain't got her in pocket, bitch might be jealous. You ain't even taught the bitch how not to be jealous, how to make the emotion be you. So, to me, you got to knock and lock one bitch before you ready for the next bitch. But then sometimes shit happen and shit, and the next bitch just pop up all of a sudden. Then you got
hey, nigga, you baby and these niggas. Hey, you right as far as what you think. But I'm going to ask you a question. Which bitch did you get that you waited till you locked her in before you went for the next bitch?
None.
So that's what I'm saying, nigga. You ain't never ready for the next bitch because you're pimping. That goddamn bitch gonna come when you come. These niggas, they be trying to get little fucking rules and little things to determine what to do. In the line of fire is the only way you can determine what to do. Because, Tay, check this out. You got the bitch. You didn't care 3 weeks. You been pimping on the fucking ass and you come up. The bitch still gonna be jealous. The bitch still gonna say and do some stupid shit. And in 3 weeks, you know you didn't knock that bitch, right? But I'm saying, hey, bitches is going to always be bitches. No matter how fucking long they, you got them, they're going to be jealous. You just have to be timid and make them bitches know how to handle jealousy and not let jealousy handle them. You kick that game to them and tell them, fuck you, bitch. And then you grab the other bitch and hug her right in front of that bitch. If you want to be jealous, still go get my money because it ain't about when. It's about now. Everything is now. Because that's how we pimp, nigga. That's how we get what we want. We want it right now. Even if it's going to take days to get it, we still want it right now. Okay?
That's right, bud. All right. The next question is, how soon should you buy a whole car? Oh, that's
you know
a good question.
That's a good question.
But that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll go first. I did it like this. The bitch get with me. The bitch got to go through all the motherfucking shit to prove she's a badass motherfucker, work what the fuck I do. Now, the bitch gonna be paying me 2 fucking years before I go buy her a car. But when I go buy the bitch a car, I'm going to buy a bitch a car new in her fucking name. Why? Because for 2 years, this bitch been paying me a car note and insurance every motherfucking day. So what I'm saying is I know when I buy this bitch a car, she's going to be sprung and she's going to motherfucking work harder, which is going to give me more money, which is meaning in 30 days of traps, I'll have that car paid off. But I'm only going to pay that car note once a month. So, you know, it's a bitch break. I don't give a fuck if you take that motherfucking car, you stupid bitch. I done got paid 18 cars out of you before I even put the car in your name. And plus, why you gone, bitch? That you got to pay for that car. I ain't paying for it. I don't need no bitch, okay?
Bud, you said 2 years, bud?
Nigga, nah. It's not going to be 2 years before I make the bitch be able to have some kind of transportation. You're gonna have a Clunker King or whatever a bitch can drive, but about getting her a car, hell yeah, 2 years.
Getting a car before that. Oh yeah, because before that bitch gonna be in a bucket.
She sure the fuck is gonna be in a bucket, and she gonna be hauling for at least almost a year before I get her a bucket.
That's right. You damn right. Cause sometimes you move too fast, a hoe get too much too fast. She take that shit for granted and don't appreciate it.
She think you weak.
Exactly. Bitch think that you buying her instead of pimping on her. But bud, coming through our era, bud. Now shit, bud. I know a nigga that shit. He have a bitch 3 months. And he put that bitch in an apartment. Then he had that bitch 6 months. He buy that bitch a car. You know?
Hey, shit, hey, 3 months, you supposed to get the bitch an apartment. But 6 months and getting her a car, I mean, I don't know who the fuck that is, but that nigga got to let that bitch use a car he already got. I don't know he even went and bought that bitch no car in 6 months. Did he?
Yeah, that nigga did. Shit, you know who I'm talking about, nigga. Shit.
Wasn't
Michigan. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Kato wouldn't buy them bitches cars, man. That nigga would get, he would have them buckets. You remember, man, that nigga, what's her name?
Oh,
bitch,
yeah. Bud, you're right, because when the bitch leave, he didn't let him take the car, though. He keep the bucket.
He said it was his cars, man.
Yeah.
So,
that's right,
so,
bud.
See that what I'm saying, Tate, niggas be putting shit up, putting it down like that's what they doing. But they be faking like a motherfucker, nigga. You didn't buy no bitch in no car, nigga, until whatever. Nigga. I know that we all got the bitches' cars to get around in, cause motherfucking had a car day sometimes. But what I'm really saying is I do believe that a nigga supposed to buy a bitch a car. I do believe a nigga supposed to buy a bitch damn near everything he got, except it ain't supposed to cost what his cost. My bitch gonna look like me, jeweled up, she gonna be furred, she gonna be fly, she gonna have a car, she gonna have an apartment, she gonna have responsibilities like a motherfucker, and the bitch gonna be paying me every night, okay?
That's right, bud. Shit. You absolutely right. Bitch, I think, man, I mean, I ain't for sure. But I don't think they're getting down like this, not like that nowadays, man. You know, with the cars and apartments, you know. I really don't know, but I don't really believe it. But
say they ain't getting down like that. You know why? Because ain't none of them got that kind of knowledge, man. They motel niggas. Say you remember when you first met me, nigga, and I was living in a motel. He said, nigga, what you in a motel for? Nigga, you ain't pimping in these motherfucking motels, nigga. Well, I better hurry up and get me a spot. Nigga, you should have had a spot a couple of months ago. Hey, nigga. And then you said, and if you gotta stay in a motherfucking motel, nigga, why ain't you in a hotel? You say, nigga, you ain't no trucker. That's how this game go, man. I made a mistake. A nigga go front me off right now. This nigga ain't gonna wait and talk to me, nigga. You get fronted off right in front of the bitch if you do some punk shit. Nigga, you know that's how we was, nigga.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
bud. Yes. Hey, bud. Hey, bud. So, bud, this is the next question right here. It says, when do you know that you a giant?
Hey, when did you know you was a giant?
Shit, bud. I felt like I was a motherfucker.
I didn't say when did you feel like you was a giant. I said, when did you know you was a giant?
Shit. I knew I was a giant, bud. Shit. By my progress. My position.
Nigga, you knew you was a giant just like I knew I was a giant when all the giants started recognizing your motherfucking ass. Them niggas that you used to speak to first, they start speaking to you, nigga.
Yeah,
everybody, you ain't thinking about shit. Just getting dressed, driving your car down the track. Next thing you know, everybody talking about you. You just pimping. You trying to be big, if that's the case. You trying to be a giant, if that's the case. But you don't know that shit until you get recognized.
Yeah, street, by your peers. Yes, real shit, bud. Yeah.
The streets will recognize you, and you'll get your recognition. And it will be official. Once you get recognized, you can't go nowhere and not be whoever your name is. Because niggas going to know you wherever you go. Tay, how many times we on the road going some motherfucking way thinking we stopping off in the city and then them niggas telling us they heard we was coming?
Yeah, man. Several cities. Shit. A nigga when a nigga. But you're right. When a nigga has reputation cross country. Everywhere. Everywhere the nigga peers in the game know about this nigga. Yeah, and you in position. Nigga ain't got damn near shit to spend his motherfucking money on. Yeah, that's when you know you're a giant. That's right, bud. Shit. Yeah, that's like two heads better than one.
Hey, that's what game recognized game really mean, man.
That's right. That's right, bud. Shit. Okay, here the next
one,
bud.
Wait before you go to your next question. Do you motherfuckers out there hear how much shit we kicking with you right now that you would never know? You would never learn this shit because motherfuckers ain't spitting this shit. This is real shit. We ain't playing. Yeah, we having fun, but we ain't playing. This is real shit. How do you know when you a giant? Nigga, please. Go ahead, Tay.
then this question. Oh, what's the deepest you been? Now that question right there, shit. Shit, the deepest I think the deepest I've been. I remember one time I was like
nine bitches, nigga.
But I remember I was like nine deep for about shit. A good
nigga.
3-4 months.
Nigga, 30 minutes you was deep. Nigga, you might have been 5 or 6 deep for 3-4 months. When a nigga got 9, say when you got 9 deep, that was when you just was knocking niggas off to be an asshole. You wasn't trying to fall no bitch. You was getting niggas just cause you could get them. Don't let a nigga say something wrong, you know, it's in the public. And you didn't hear it. Oh, that nigga bitch is gone.
Yeah.
That nigga going after your bitch. You better not, motherfucker, say no fuck ass shit. You better not ask no questions like y'all asking now. Cause this nigga, he said, Bud, man, you know what? I gotta go home, man. I think my house on fire. This nigga said anything to get away from the conversation so he can get at that nigga's bitch.
But because the niggas wanted to kick it with some so bad to when they open their mouth, they spilling your they brain, telling everything about their bitch and about them. Shit, and the nigga, that light go on in the nigga's head. He's like, oh, man, I got to make a run. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and after you said you gotta make a run, that nigga see you riding down the motherfucking street and don't even know you done already said something to his bitch, finna go back around and say something again. this shit is fun, nigga. Hey, Tay, what's the next question, man? Hey, man, I don't mean to take over, nigga, when I do, but you be leaving so much out. But these you be giving them the right answer, but you don't be letting them know they got a pimp to get the understanding of what you're saying. You take it for granted that them motherfuckers understand what you're saying, man. They don't. They hear it.
No.
They speak English, Tate, and they understand English words, but they don't understand the meaning behind your sentences.
Right.
All right, man, go ahead.
Okay, the next question is, listen to this question. Why do hoes choose zeros? Wow. Damn, man.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, go with that, Tay. I know you know, nigga.
Hey, bud, you know, a nigga be in the streets. This been going on, you know, all my life, your life, too. Motherfucker be in the streets. See a badass bitch, bad bitch that you know you want to have. You see this bitch with a sucker motherfucker, you know, and you'd be like, how the fuck is this bitch with this motherfucker right here? So as far as why do hoes choose zeros, that's kind of hard. That's kind of shit. I don't know. That's kind of hard one to answer. I guess some hoes are just some stupid motherfuckers, and some hoes are even choose a motherfucking lamppost just to say they in the game.
Most hoes choose zeros because that zero have conversation that he didn't pick up in the streets. And the bitch is a motherfucking, most of them bitches be white. Some of them be black, but most of them be white. And they with this buster. And this buster talk hella shit. And the bitch is with this nigga. But you can get that nigga, but if you do, that nigga gonna wanna fight. So, you know, why they choose busters is because most bitches, when they choose, especially if they, like, turn out and get with a motherfucker, they be loyal. They be loyal to the motherfucker, to the nigga, do all kind of fucked up shit, turn the bitch nasty. Then the bitch is a fucked up bitch until she motherfucking get knocked off. If she get knocked off by me or Tay or some, you know, dude that's a little, if she get knocked off by a similar dude, she gonna end up being a fucked up hoe. But most of those hoes, Tay, if you think about it, a nigga like us ride by and see she green as fuck, and we end up coming up with the bitch. You remember Joe Kane?
Right.
He used to let all the niggas bring them bitches over his house, and he didn't do nothing but wait for them to choose.
Putting it down right now. It's so many things that you got to go against with your pimping that you got to make sure that you take these hoes to school every day. You got to groom these hoes every day. You got to make sure what's on these hoes' mind every day. You got to make sure that these bitches keep a smile on their face, and if they don't have one on their face, then it's up to you to find out why. And that comes from you popping your conversation. A pimp's life is his conversation. That's the way he catch.
Hey, is that the same question or is that a new question?
No, I didn't have no question. I'm just talking to you got back
you
on the phone.
You talking about why bitches be choosing zeros?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm back now. I just wanted to be up on what you're talking about.
Okay. So, going along with what you were saying, Rosebud, most of them motherfucking bitches, they be having a Red Cross badge on their chest. And you right, because
yeah.
The nigga talks, and they figure that they ain't gonna have no pressure. You know, and, oh, we're going to build together. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, in their mind, this is why they choosing. And they ain't really choosing for the game. They just choosing a motherfucker because he got some conversation for him. And they like him, but they feel bad for him, and they like him. So,
plus, Tay, a lot of them bitches be choosing them zeros because they want to be the main bitch. And they misinformed thinking that if they there first, they going to be the main bitch. You know, there's a lot of reasons for that.
Bud, you hit that shit on the head, bud. You right. I didn't even think about that shit, nigga. You right, though. That's right.
Yeah.
Woo. Mercy hoes.
Mercy hoes, man. They got the game crossed up, man. You know, they always show, how did this nigga come up with that bitch, man? You know, I used to say that every day, damn. Man, what are you doing with that bitch? You know,
right.
that's part of the reason we go get at her. Because the nigga ain't supposed to have her. You know, it ain't that he don't like the nigga or any of that shit. It's that pimping makes you see what you see the way you see it. And if you don't act the way you see shit, then you ain't gonna be shit. This nigga, I'm telling you, I learned a lot fucking with this nigga in the first couple of weeks fucking with him. It ain't no time to get at a bitch. It ain't no right moment. It ain't no motherfucking perfect sentence. It ain't none of that goddamn shit. Because every one of the motherfucking words come out your mouth supposed to have deadly intentions, like Mike Tyson's right cross. Every word. Okay?
Yeah, but I like the way you talk that shit. That's right. Every word is supposed to be a blow to a bitch, huh? It set her motherfucking ears on fire. You know what? So this question right here, but you know, you go a little deeper than me, bro. So I'm gonna let you answer right here. This question: do you tell a hoe everything about you, like she tell you about her?
Well, man, what do I want to hide from a bitch? I'm not necessarily saying I purposely tell a bitch everything about me, but that's what I talk about me. What the fuck I want, how the fuck I want it, and the way you better get it. And if you want to fuck with me, it's like this. And, you know, I see shit like, you tell a bitch everything about you. That's why, but, not unlike a bitch, when you telling the bitch everything about you, you lacing her, giving her reasons to believe in you. But when she telling you everything about you, her to you, she falling in love. She's making herself open to you. It's two totally different things going on when you do it. So if the nigga that asked the question talking about like a bitch, no, you don't do it like a bitch. But if the nigga asks you tell a bitch everything, hell fucking yeah. So the bitch can't tell you she didn't know. Say?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so in my opinion, I agree with you. So, but me, I'm going to tell a bitch everything, but I'm still going to hold a few things back. I'm still going to keep a little mystery there, you know, but I am going to tell a bitch everything about me, like what I want, what I need, and, you know, what I feel and all that kind of shit. But I'm still going to keep a little mystery there, You know what I'm saying? So,
Hey, I'm not saying you ain't going to kill Mystery there, nigga. But the Mystery, you let out almost in the first week. That's what tests the bitch. You're going to pick her up. You're going to take her over here. You're going to do this with the bitch. You're going to buy this. I mean, the Mystery is what the bitch thinks. Will he do this? How is he about that? I wonder this. I wonder that. But as far as your personal self, I don't think you leave yourself as a Mystery to no bitch. Unless you do. Now, if you do, I want to know what kind of Mystery do you leave or save?
No, so well, all I'm saying is,
go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is that you gonna tell a bitch everything about me. But I'm saying the Mystery is, let me change what I'm saying. The Mystery is, I ain't gonna tell her everything about me at once.
Hey, that's what I mean. Issue that shit out. You gonna issue it out the way you see. You know, and what I'm saying is you automatically a big Mystery to the bitch when you ride by. She say, damn, who is that? Then you ride by it, and the bitch say, shit, every time I see that motherfucker, he looking fly like that. Then she talking to this bitch, and the bitch is kind of flying shit. Then the bitch say, who are you with? The bitch say, Shantae. Man, you become a big fucking Mystery to this bitch. And that's why the fuck she eye your ass and you see her eye. You pull over. You steal the Mystery to the bitch. And when she get in the car and break her motherfucking ass because she want to fuck with you, you steal the Mystery. But then after she with you an hour or two, the Mystery starts becoming clear. He just a regular motherfucker. He just pimping.
Yeah.
We care, we eat, we fuck, we do everything a regular motherfucker do. We just pimp in the business we from. Nigga, you better give these motherfuckers fuller answers, goddammit. Tay, but in a way, you preserving the game, nigga, because if you spill everything I'm spilling, these niggas gonna take it. See, everything I'm saying, these niggas gonna take it, decipher it, pour a whole bunch of water on it, then they gonna go try to do it. See, at least you ain't giving them the things to go fuck up. So I better check myself, nigga. Nigga, why you didn't check me giving up all this game, nigga?
Nigga, you know, you come with you, professor, man. You know, you break it down to dust, nigga.
hey, you know, we got love, nigga. It's like we going on 50 years, nigga.
Yeah, man. Hey, bud. But check this. Okay, here's the next question. Do you master the city that you living in before you head out cross country?
Nigga, why don't you answer that goddamn question? Do you master the city that you in before you head out and make your name? Tay, it's either or, Tay. You know it is. Some niggas make their name at home first. Some niggas get the fuck out of town as soon as they get a bitch.
Right. That's like I said. That all depends on your situation, what city you in. Because it's one thing about it. If a nigga knock a bitch in the city that she live in and it's a track there, ain't nowhere in the world that nigga should put that bitch down on that track. He got to leave the city. Bitch got people that live there and family and all kind of shit. So a motherfucker, it depends on where you live and the situation. That's how you answer that question. You know, every nigga would like to master the city. I mean, you know, be a recognized in the city that he grew up in, recognized as a pimping-ass motherfucker before he move on to and take it cross country. But shit, a lot of times that shit hard to happen. That don't happen too often.
Tay, nigga, you came up in Venice. Now, that's part of L.A., but what I'm saying is you fucking left Venice, went to Hollywood, start pimping like a motherfucker, and whenever you went back to Venice, it was like you was going home, and all these niggas already, even when you only was one or two hoes, barely got a car, all them niggas already think you a motherfucker.
That's right, yeah.
It ain't about mastering your city. It's about believing in your pimping, period. When you catch a bitch and you in Los Angeles and it's hella tracks, but it's hella hot, it's up to you, bitch. I'm going to try this woo-woo-woo on this track, you know, or I'm going to Oakland, bitch. You know, it ain't about, you know what I'm saying, L.A. It's about where can you get some money, you know, because
right.
That's how it's going to come up. That's the way you're going to actually do some pimping. That's where you're going to meet game. Not in your city, but you can meet it in your city. But, now, think about my city, Tay. I have to get the fuck out. I don't want to be in no motherfucking Vallejo. Shit, nigga. It was a track in Vallejo, but, you know, you want that's being, you know, with the flies and shit. I don't want to be in no motherfucking fly. I want to be a wasp. You know, shit.
But Leo got a track. I didn't know
Leo got a track right now, Sonoma Boulevard. Man, but you know, that ain't shit. Vallejo always had a track. Man, where I was, you know, was a big time naval base in Vallejo. So, you know, them sailors come from plenty holes in Vallejo. Just, you know, ain't no place to get recognized.
Right. Right. Yeah, I didn't even, man, I sure didn't know they had no motherfucking track in Vallejo. I know they got
Hey, think about, do you remember, I mean, you was recognized when I first got here, but you wasn't really like the Tay you became. You was making your name, let's put it like that. You was making your name. But when you was making your name, do you remember anything you ever thought, anything you ever did, anything you ever considered that did not have the pimping first in your mind?
No.
If the pimping wasn't getting represented first, we wasn't doing it. I don't give a fuck. That's why me and you are so cool. We both believed in the game like that, man. If it ain't
about
this, then we ain't fucking with it. Them niggas all had the sack. All that shit, thought we had the set. Nigga, we ain't told a thing. Shit, nigga, we get ours out the womb, not the spoon. Yeah, nigga, go ahead, man.
Yeah, but I remember when I bought the Auburn, a little talk that I was here, started hearing in Hollywood. Yeah, that nigga slinging, man. That's how he bought that Auburn. I remember that shit because motherfuckers had to make them believe that we wasn't just pimping, that we was really pimping. but that was good, I guess, because the nigga was fresh home. You understand what I'm saying? So how could the niggas, I said to myself, how could the niggas even think that a nigga was slaying anything and the nigga hadn't even been home 6 months when he bought the motherfucking Auburn? A nigga hadn't been home 3 months.
They was thinking that shit, nigga, because they wasn't giving credit to the pimping, nigga. But see, this is what I'm talking about. That's a good point. The nigga come out the jailhouse, could have been slinging if he wanted to, but he wanted to be recognized for his pimping. So what he do? Fuck with his pimp friend. Then the pimp friend talk whatever shit to keep him pimping, because I ain't saying, nigga, you gotta come up, nigga, get the bag, nigga. Nah, nigga, keep pimping. That nigga pimp. While he was gone, he came home to a gang of thousands. Them fucking niggas want to try to dog his bitch. Nigga, please, you got to beat my ass to take. No, nigga, I ain't checking that nigga trap, but you ain't fucking with his bitch, period. They supposed to love this nigga. He in jail, and the motherfucking bitch being in pockets. No, they want to dog the nigga. Nigga, you got to dog me. I'm here. Tay, tell him, nigga, that's how the game goes.
That's exactly how the game go. Even though a nigga was in the pen locked up, I still checking the traps, but the niggas feel, because pimping wasn't around physically, that a nigga still wasn't pimping on the bitch. But I was still checking that bitch's trap every motherfucking day. And them niggas didn't, you know,
hey, at all. I know I wasn't checking her trap.
What'd you say, bud?
I say I know I sure wasn't checking her trap. So they were trying to say I'm fucking up the game. I'm being down with my partner, nigga. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Right.
If you could have that bitch here, nigga, but you better not touch her or dog her. If you can knock her off, serve that nigga in jail. But nigga, you ain't dogging the bitch. Period. They all hated me for that. Hey?
Yeah. Yeah, bud, them niggas tried to dog you out, bud, for that shit, man. For standing up for your partner.
Hey, listen, hey, them punk-ass motherfuckers on the track tried to dog me out because them big niggas, Hollywood, G&M, all them motherfuckers, they gave me props about that shit. Nigga, it take a real nigga to be like that, man. You know, that's what this game need. Man, that started my rep on my own, nigga. Because my rep was tied to you at first, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, bud. That really gave you some stripes, dude. You know, standing up, bud. Yeah,
like
nigga, you got some real stripes.
Nigga, I took heat like a motherfucker for doing that. Joe Cato called a meeting and all this motherfucking shit. Nigga, fuck you in the meeting, man, and fuck these niggas. You ain't doing shit to that nigga's bitch. They come out, they ain't gonna let her work. Because you know your bitches... Nigga, your bitch used to outhold all them bitches.
Right.
You wasn't there.
Right.
Them niggas weren't. Them niggas weren't that bad. But I wasn't. Hey, nigga, Pippin wasn't going for it. And if you think I am, try me, nigga. Period.
Bro, them niggas. Them niggas wanted to check that trap, bud.
Man, that bitch was getting it, nigga. You know she was.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, nigga, your ass in jail saving every dime, black ass motherfucker. this nigga in jail coming home for all the money. I don't know how much it was, but it was fat. The nigga couldn't even feel his, he couldn't even put his hand in his pocket. He had so much money in his motherfucking pocket. The only way he could get it out was pull a couple of bills out at a time. He had to slide that shit out. Get the whole wad out. We was tripping, nigga. Say, we was tripping like a motherfucker, nigga. Shit.
But I did that's where I one day I never will forget, man. Cause I said, man, that I got to get me a car, man. And I remember I said, man, I'm gonna buy me a Rolls Royce. And you said, nigga, I got a Rolls Royce, nigga. We both can't have Rolls Royces. And you said, nigga, I'm gonna take you where you can get you a car. And you took me to over there on Ventura Boulevard to that motherfucking
Terry York.
Still there too. Terry York Rolls Royce. That's the name of that motherfucker. And that canary yellow with the white top and the white interior was sitting on that motherfucking showroom floor. I sat in that car, I was like, shit, man. I ain't getting out this motherfucker. This mine, right?
Hey, you tell the story so fucked up. The car was not, when we first seen it, it was on the showroom floor. But when we came to check it out, it was parked on the side of the showroom floor. You did get in the motherfucking car. You did get in the car. And you were sitting, I'm sitting in the rows. I'm saying, nigga, don't be back in a minute. 30 minutes later, you still sitting in the car. I said, shit. So it was a hot dog's place right there. And I said, nigga, I'm going to get a hot dog. So I go to get the hot dog, eat my hot dog, then come back and pull up. And you said, nigga, I can see myself in this. I said, man, here we go, nigga. And it was all, nigga. And you end up buying that motherfucker, nigga. That's how shit goes, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was a... But that's one day I never will forget right there, man. That was some real shit. But the shit was so fly, the whole setting. I'm riding up in Terry York Rolls Royce with my motherfucking partner who's in a Rolls Royce. Nope. Then they know that a motherfucker better not come on that lot. if he ain't letting to spend some motherfucking money. Shit. Because everything on there costs money. They didn't, but
hey,
they didn't have a...
Hey, but what happened? They got racist on us, nigga. You remember they was taking us through changes.
Right.
Now, I don't think the second time when you had the wreck, we had to go through Milton Friedman, right? Kenny Bates had hooked us up, right?
Yeah, Kenny Bates had hooked us up. Yeah, but them motherfuckers was acting funny, and then I found that other lot on Ventura right there, Milk Freeman.
That's right. The one on Ventura near Lancashire, right there by the
freeway. Right, and they had the silver one there, the silver and black one, and they had the burgundy and black one. They had two of them sitting there.
And they was the Marlaney. They didn't give a fuck about you being no nigga. That shit was so dope, nigga. Hey, the cold part about it is they, you know, after they realized we was pimps, because initially they thought we was some fucking entertainment people, because we jeweled up and shit. This nigga always kept his shit jeweled up into his motherfucking ass dress. And, you know, I did too, but this nigga, man, always had that, you know, dapper type approach, man. Them motherfuckers said, man, ain't no way we letting you get out of here without giving us that goddamn money. I don't give a fuck what you do. All right, nigga, go. Damn, nigga, I'm sweating, nigga. This is exciting.
10,000, you remember that? To give him 10, and he told me to give him 999,995 or some shit, so the tax people wouldn't hit me.
That's right.
I remember.
You had to get this motherfucker under 10 two or three times.
Yeah, right. Right.
Hey, and that was a down payment. Hey, nigga, this shit, come on, man. We was killing them, Tay. We was
killing them.
Killing them. I'm talking about killing them. Shit. Man. Nigga, go ahead, Jay. You got another question?
Yeah. Oh, so this nigga say, I'm from a small town in Alabama. He say, I got my first hoe. Can I make a track here? He saying, can he make a track there, bud? So, What I'm gonna say to him is this right here. Every city got a Motel Row, a Motel Circle, whatever you want to call it. So in every city that have a Motel Circle in a street that ain't nothing but motels on, that's a hostro. That's where you can sit a hoe down. So he say he in that little small town in Alabama, talking about can he make a track here? Yeah, you can make a track there. Sit that bitch down.
Hey,
or you
let me ask you this. Hey, wait, let me ask you this. Now, I don't know what town that nigga in, but let's just call it small town Alabama.
Okay.
If you was born and raised in that town and caught you a hoe, would you try to make a track in that town?
Oh, yeah, bud, you right, nigga. Yeah, you got me on that one. You right, bud. I get the fuck up out of there. You right, bud.
You're right. I'm just pimping in you, nigga. These niggas ain't got no pimping in them, man. That's why they ask these kind of questions. These questions don't... I'm not saying I don't like the question. What I'm saying, the basis and premise of the question is not considering pimps. If you got
right,
pimping in you, you would not ask that question because you're getting your black ass out of there. Who in the fuck want to be something in a small town, the only motherfucker pimping? Fuck that.
You, bud, you right. Yeah, you got me on that one, nigga. You right. You
yeah,
right.
Nigga.
That's why
we get each other on shit.
Yeah, bud, and that's his first hole, too. Yeah, I get the fuck out there. Yeah. So he go, he said, I do have a car. Oh, yeah, okay.
He got a car and a hole and he wanna know where to go. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man. Hey, Alabama, take your ass to Mobile, motherfucker.
But he ain't hungry enough. He gotta be way hungrier than that. Shit.
You got it backwards. He's full. And he just want to stay put and act like he pimping, man. You and me, that we just got through eating and came up with the bitch. One thing, we don't want to be there because it's a little town and it's too easy for the bitch to go home. Another thing, too many motherfuckers going to take a chance on seeing that bitch and recognizing. So all of this,
right.
If it is in my mind, it's going to make me say, I'm getting the fuck out of here to the first or nearest big city.
Right.
The key in his question was he's from a small town. Nigga, who want to be there?
The nigga said he in a small town.
No matter how long, it ain't going to take long, nigga. It seems like we've been doing this a long time, but this might be the seventh or eighth show, so it's almost two months, or maybe a little more than 2 months. Nigga, you going to be able to see through these questions, nigga. You just ain't really been answering them yet long enough. You're going to be able to see through them because you look at them as real questions. I look at them questions as their reason to not be real.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, bud, that's at SWU, man.
Yeah, that's SWU like a motherfucker, because we don't ask questions, because if you can form a question, you already got an idea of what the answer is. So fucking take a chance. Answer your own goddamn question.
Hey, bud, before we go on to the next question, bud, we got to talk about Hollywood's Finest. What you say, we couldn't call the show Hollywood Finest because what?
Well, if we call this show Hollywood Finest, then they wouldn't want to really go to Hollywood's Finest to see what Hollywood's Finest is doing. What I'm saying is we kicking game. We kicking game on another, not on the level that we kicking in Hollywood's Finest. Otherwise, we don't want them to confuse the two.
This show and
the Vimeo. As a matter of fact, you guys got to check us out. Vimeo.com/on-demand/ Then you got Hollywood's Finest. Then you got Vimeo.com/on-demand/ Rosebud's Corner. Then you got Vimeo.com/on-demand/ Game Time. And then you got the same thing, but then the last one is Significant Others. Now, Significant Others is for dudes that already got women and then had them for a while and want to know how to keep the excitement going in their life. They ain't got to be pimps, but, you know, they might want to been with the same bra 10 years or whatever, and they might see the flame going out or something. Game Time is straight about game and how you're supposed to be down and dirty at all times. Rosebud's Corner, we talking about, you know, getting at bitches and what we supposed to do. In Hollywood Finest, we talking about the real details of the game, but more so, we are interviewing people. We haven't started interviewing. We got AP9, we got that doggone Katie. We got a bunch of people we didn't interview already. We going to pull them up, too. All right, Tay, let's get that next question, unless you got something to add.
This next question. What? Oh. How long is a pimp's career? Damn. A pimp's career is long as really a pimp's career is as long as he wants it to be. If he really pimping, I'm saying, how long is a pimp's career? Damn. I guess that has to be my answer. Pimp's career go on for as long as he wanted to go on till he get tired and he want to step back.
But yeah, career ain't over. His career ain't over when he stepped back. He just stepped back. He's still pimping. He still thinks and act and react the same way as a pimp would. Any type of conversation comes to him, he gonna deal with it the way a pimp would. I said a pimp's career, once he starts pimping, don't end until he dies.
Right.
Now, as far as actively chasing bitches, trying to, you know, get money off the track, that shit might end. But that's what people don't understand. A pimping ain't no goddamn. That's why when we started this shit, I talk about if you, you know, think of pimping hoes as a job, you already fucked up. Because you start thinking about bullshit like that. Pimp nigga don't think of his career. You know, this ain't no career. Pimping is a lifestyle. And once start living that lifestyle, you know, you ain't even got to have a bitch to live this lifestyle. That's why pimping ain't about bitches. Bitches is a part of the game as far as pimping go. But, you know, a nigga ain't got no bitch, but he just stacked up a bunch of money. He just bought a bunch of shit. You know, he ain't got damn bitch. He could live the way he been living for 2-3 years without no bitch. But he gonna come up with a bitch in that 2-3 years because he in pocket. He got his shit together. Tay, you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Because once a nigga been pimping, and he ain't pimping on no hoes no more, the game still in him, the knowledge still in him, then he take that shit and build him another career. That's what a pimp do.
Pimp, nigga, pimp, and what career did you build, nigga? I think something happened, nigga, you had like a 15,000, 20,000 or something. Say, nigga, I'm gonna open the tattoo parlor. I say, nigga, you crazy motherfucker. What the fuck do you mean you gonna open a tattoo parlor? The nigga start explaining tattoos this, tattoos that. Nigga, you don't know what the fuck you talking about. I'm trying to tell this nigga, but the nigga made up his mind. And the nigga say, Bud, I'm getting a tattoo ball. Next thing I know, this nigga got a joint on Crenshaw. And you know me, I talk shit, but I'm going to help this nigga get it open. So while I'm helping this nigga clean that place out and put a little design to it, motherfuckers are stopping by talking about, can I get a tattoo? They say, see that nigga? I say, nigga, that's just because they see stuff happen. When you open up, ain't man motherfucker coming in here. Man, that nigga opened up and it was like an explosion. The nigga had Tay's tattoo going like the 15 years, didn't you have it, nigga?
Yeah, 17 years. Yeah, bud, hell yeah.
So, what I'm saying, this nigga used to be sharp as fuck at the tattoo parlor every day. Didn't do nan tattoo. Nigga ain't even know how to draw. But he knew how to run a business because he's a pimp-ass nigga. And he took his experience and started running the business. Paying taxes, doing everything he's supposed to do because the nigga ain't gonna have a tattoo parlor when I quit pimping. But a nigga know he gonna be sharp as fuck when he quit pimping, and he ain't going to sleep because he ain't got no bitch.
Okay. Yeah, but in a nigga show ain't gonna be sitting on the porch in no motherfucking rocking chair.
If we are, we gonna be at your house sitting in 2 rocking chairs, smoking some weed, drinking some alcohol, and reminiscing about what tripping we did. If we gonna be 90 years old, and then shit.
That's right. Hey, bud, so...
Hey, you don't know this, but I can see the board. And what I'm saying is all this shit we talking, all these questions these motherfuckers that you're reading, where's the participation with the audience?
Just because
I'm screaming like a motherfucker don't mean I'm a get off. And you know Tay don't mean that like that. So, you know, that's like the game, man. And what makes us want to do with your participation? Right, man,
we ain't had no doggone body called in yet. What the hell going on,
no,
man?
We got hella people called in, but they just listening.
Oh, they just listening. Oh, I got you.
That's what I was saying. You can't see the board. I can see it. We got hella callers, but they just all listening, man.
Oh,
and I know we've been we spend some deep shit. So I mean, you know, mostly, and you'll know this too after you fuck around a long time, that when you really get deep, that's what they do, listen. Because it's too deep for them to really ask the question, because, you know, they ain't really experienced what we're talking about, so they're just hearing it. It's cool, though.
Yeah, but through us kicking it, you didn't really the next question is, what does a pimp do about money once he retires? Now, some motherfuckers ask some questions, man, that you know, but Bud, you just answered what a motherfucker do, because a pimp don't never retire.
That's
never.
Right. That's right. So, pimping is in. So, he ain't going to get no damn job, if that's what you mean.
Right.
A pimp going to use his fucking head and do whatever he do that's comfortable with him, that's closest to pimp, without having to get a bitch. That's what
exactly.
That's when you get old and you can't run up and down the street and compete with these young ass niggas.
Yeah. Hey, Bud. And so what I'm saying is this right here. When a pimp retire, like they say, but a pimp don't retire, when a pimp back up from the game, a motherfucking nigga that's really been pimping, he already got in his mind what he gonna do when he back up from walking up and down that track and fucking with hoes. Because the pimp be playing 3 years ahead, so a nigga already know what the fuck he gonna do. And he already been stacking his bankroll. He better
and show you how fucked up and crazy pimps is. Nigga getting ready to retire, and he thinking about what he gonna do. And you know what the pimps say? Nigga say, oh, yeah, I'm gonna get a business. And then as far as he goes, as he gets closer to retire. And then when he gets closer to retire, and he think, yeah, I'm still gonna get a business. And the nigga don't know what kind of goddamn business he go get. He just knows he ain't finna go to work. He know he ain't finna go to work for no motherfucking body. But 1 or 2 days, 3 weeks, whatever, after you retire, something come to you. Then you already papered up. So you can go ahead on and make the move to start. Then the rest is building the business. And that's what you did, nigga. You took that little money you had, spent damn near all of it to get started, and then, luckily for your ass, from Jump Street, they was coming through the door.
Yeah, because while I was putting the place...
Matter of fact, nigga, it was so cool. You remember, I tried to open a tattoo parlor in Englewood, but mine didn't do what yours did. I wanted to jump on that bandwagon. That nigga was rolling.
Hey, Bud. So check this question out right here. This nigga say, is the route that you and Bud used to take cross country from all them years, is that route still open for a pimp journey?
What this brother don't know is evidently, you don't take the back road to where we was going. You take the interstate 10, 20, 40, 60, 80, 90, or 5s, 15, 25. I'm saying those motherfuckers, those are interstates. They're always open. There's no way they're not open. You got to get off the interstate going to somewhere. But shit. Yeah, they still open, Tay.
Yeah, I agree.
You notice how these questions all try to get them answers so that they can use the answers to pretend to have experience. That's what they're asking for.
Oh, but I never thought about that, man. Damn, nigga.
Nigga, but what I'm saying is they're not asking the questions because they're curious about becoming a pimp. They're not. They just want to, you know, fake the conversation, man. You know, and whoever just asked about them interstates, he's going to tell a story about him taking Interstate 10, going wherever, woo. They, you know, that's how they do right now, man. But there is one or two or three motherfuckers that hear this shit that's really going to get touched by it. and you know, some, you know, could happen for them. They'll get in contact with me and you, and they'll want to know this or that. And we'll be able to tell, you know, they serious, and we can kick it with them. The majority of these guys, they just want to be entertained.
Yeah, I was thinking, Bud, that I was thinking that maybe some of them, Bud, maybe a couple of them, was really about the game and had a few unanswered questions. But shit, Bud, you didn't flap my tie, nigga. You said that, Bud. You said
somebody still did that question today. But the thing is, we can't really. Even though I've been doing this shit all this time, I still look for the questions. I know that they're not necessarily gonna ask. Now, at a point, motherfuckers might get a, you know, a question on their mind, and they will ask it. But a lot of them don't like me and how I clown. Now, I don't tell you, just you nigga, if you can't stand being clown, you ain't gonna be no pimp.
You ain't gonna be shit.
You ain't gonna be no pimp, man. This black motherfucker clowned me from Jump Street, nigga. What you doing riding in that Legend? Nigga, what you mean I'm riding in a Legend? This is a 72 motherfucking Fleetwood with footrest. This is a D Elegance, nigga. That nigga said, nigga, it's 76. This nigga told me, hey, this nigga told me, nigga, it's 76. And then he turned around and walked over to his fucking 76 Eldorado and started combing his goddamn hair. I say, this fucking nigga here. I'm fucking with this nigga. This black motherfucker here is crazy. I'm sure talking with him. This nigga gonna have to knock me off. I heard he was a knockoff artist. Well, fuck it. Shit.
But
nigga,
I remember
up, nigga.
Dude, I remember that day so motherfucking well, nigga. I'm talking about everything. Nigga, I remember I looked up across the street and I was saying, damn, man, what new bitch that is? Some nigga got some new bitch in town. And you remember I said that and you said, nigga, that's my bitch. I was like, this motherfucker.
Hey, nigga, it was Sandy and Luana over there. And you said, damn, some nigga get banged by some fine bitches. And I said, that nigga. He said, nigga, them ain't your motherfucking hoes. And remember, nigga, I say, who's pimping these motherfucking white hoes in goddamn Hollywood? The bitch said, Rosebud did it, though. And you stop crying with me. Nigga, shit. We was competing from the moment we met. And I got to say, I was coming in second a lot that first 6 months, but after I picked up that game, that motherfucker just didn't know he had unleashed a motherfucking tornado. Cause my ass, I didn't catch as many bitches as this nigga caught, but I sure pimped on the ones I caught. Like he, this nigga has so many bitches coming and going. Nigga, that's what I'm saying. When do you think it's time for the next bitch as fast as you was catching all, nigga?
Yeah, you're right, Bud. Ain't no time as fast as they can catch him. But hey, Bud, I ran through a lot of holes. But, Bud, one thing about me pimping on them bitches, Bud, I got paid from every one of them bitches. I don't give a fuck.
Some of them niggas tried to say you wasn't getting paid. You was harboring hope. No, nigga, I know you was getting paid. I wouldn't fuck with you if you wasn't getting paid. And them niggas had to accept it because you kept coming up, nigga. New cars, new houses, new clothes, everything. Come on, man. Everything that distinguished a pimp, pimping, we did the shit. And Tay, there's one thing that they will never match, and that's the parties, nigga.
That's right, bud.
They will never match it because them motherfuckers cannot spend no money. We made that a point, Tay. Remember them niggas was all trying to make you pay a couple different sets? No, nigga. The pimp give a set. It's on the pimping. And
that's what we did.
We represented that, nigga. Every party.
Way more than one party. Way more than three parties. And none of them.
Yeah,
But and none of the niggas. Oh, Bobby Perkins, he did try to duplicate one time. He did get one. At the lobby, yeah, right, yeah, he did. But it that motherfucker didn't compare to ours, man. Shit, ain't no way, bud.
Hey, Bobby was one of them, you know, drug using pimps. So everything was kind of false with him. Me and you, we use drugs, you know, like pimps do. But everything we did was serious about representing the way we pimp. We ain't having no motherfucker smoking no crack up in here, but you showing the fucking blow as much cane as you want. And you know, niggas sloppy. You know, but what I'm saying is it was on the pimping. You know, and then let's say we just bought a bunch of weed, bunch of blows, we here for a day and a half and ran out. All right, niggas, y'all might have to buy your own shit now. But it was like that. And we actually spent thousands of dollars to give every party. We didn't just give a party. We spent thousands and told them niggas, this pimping going on, man. Come on with your hoe. Nigga, my bitch got to work, man. Hey, nigga, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And you remember that joke?
But we really represent the pimping. We really showed them niggas what pimping to the far extreme get you. We showed them niggas that shit. Exotic cars and, you know, and fly-ass jewelry and parties, and them niggas was in a position to do the same thing, but they never reached that height. Them niggas didn't believe in they pimping. I don't know. I guess they didn't. Maybe them niggas were just cheap motherfuckers. I don't know, bud, but them niggas didn't represent like we did, nigga. Shit.
They didn't want the reputation we wanted, nigga. We was hungry. We were fucking hungry.
Hey, nigga,
you remember telling me, nigga, I don't know, bud, you know, you kind of young in this pimp, and if you really a pimp, you ain't gonna know that until you take your game on the road. Nigga, let's go! Yeah, you know, I'm gonna wind up, nigga. I want to be a pimp, nigga. I don't care, nigga, let's go right now. Shit, motherfucker. Hey. We packed them hoes up. We had them cars. Yeah. We didn't ride no bitches with us. Nigga, them bitches had their own cars, and we rolled across country.
Hey, bud, you had the black DeCorville. You had the hoes in the black Volkswagen. I had the Auburn with the painted burgundy and silver, and then I had the Trans Am with the bitches in it, and it was painted burgundy and silver like the Auburn. So here we going down the motherfucking highway, match.
Hey, nigga, you remember, nigga, I had the fucking, what is that car called, Zagato, remember that Zagato I had, full of water, that blue car with half a time and shit come off, you don't remember that car?
That
black Volkswagen was a Sheila's car, and
right.
Denise had the motherfucking 280Z or whatever it was. And then the other car, LaVonna had the other car. You know, Sandy had the Corvette. Come on, man. I almost had it, nigga. That bitch went on the showroom floor and bought her Corvette. The other bitch went on the showroom floor and bought her motherfucking Lancia Zagato. Denise went on the showroom floor and got her motherfucking Datsun. And bitch Sheila went on the showroom floor and got her fucking goddamn Scirocco. The reason that happened, if you remember, nigga, is when I had bought that 78 Fleetwood and the motherfucker, I wanted the burgundy one, and the only burgundy one was on showroom floor. And he said, well, you can have it, but we got to, you know, do blah, blah, blah to it. And I say, nah, man, let me take you drive off the showroom floor. Tay, they open those doors and let me. Was the hell of a feeling I ever had. Almost getting that Rolls Royce, nigga. Driving
hey,
that car off the showroom floor was a motherfucker. And I let each one of them bitches do it, nigga. Hey, we got a question. Let's get it. 510, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing? What's up?
Hey, what up, man?
Right on, right on. Hey, I got a question. Let's say a woman says she doesn't need a pimp, she's independent. What would you say to that? What would be your response?
Hey, Tay, let me get him right quick. I say, bitch, you sure don't need no motherfucker. You want a motherfucking man. You want somebody to appreciate you as a woman. Ain't now motherfucker gonna see you other than the hoe. Don't you want to be seen as a woman? Don't you want a motherfucker to treat you and make you feel like a woman? Or do you want to always be treated and looked at as a hoe? That bitch would look at me and give me her money. Tay, what you got on that, nigga?
Nigga. We acting Mike on that with shit. But
hey, bro, did ask a question. See, the thing is, when a bitch asks a question and it's about this game, as far as you from, you can't let her question take you off of your motherfucking path, because if you try to say the answer, why does she need a pimp, when she's really saying I can get the money on my own. You know, so why do I need a motherfucker to get a money?
Right.
I'm saying shit.
Right.
She's saying, she's asking you that, but you don't answer that goddamn shit. You take it to the game, bitch. Don't you want a motherfucker to appreciate your actual femininity? Do you want a motherfucker always looking at you for your goddamn pussy? The bitch gonna be saying no to all that goddamn shit. Well, then that's why you want a pimp, bitch. Because without a pimp, you're going to be spending that money on dope. Get the motherfucking dope man rich. Ain't that right? Take
it off. Yeah, and don't nobody appreciate a hoe but a pimp. So,
right.
Bitch, if you even thinking about getting in this life, you need some representation. You sell the pussy, and I do the thinking. You understand what I'm saying? Shit.
When you have a reputable motherfucker, you got red carpet all over town. The track, any track. You know, you fucking with Bud. You ain't got to be wondering who's going to be bothering you. Just tell that motherfucker call Rosebud. Oh, I'll leave you. Man, that bitch got all the fucking going with her. So, bro, did we give you some information on that?
Yes, he did. You did.
In actuality, I'm not challenging you or nothing. I'm just asking, what did you actually get from what we were saying as far as you should do when that's asked?
Not to answer that question directly, because she's trying to lead me off and responding to her question, trying to get me off my path.
Exactly. Because when a bitch asks a question, you better believe she's conniving. That's what they do. And what you're supposed to do is not get caught up. Because if a bitch asks that question and you answer it like me or Tate say you should answer, she's going to be thinking about getting with you. If you answer any other way, she's going to be just asking you some more questions so she can keep you chasing her fucking ass. Because what we do is cut to the chase. We cut the chase. We not chasing you. Girl, you want a motherfucking pimp because you're going to be a hoe. And then you explain all that. Oh, that bitch gonna like it. She gonna cream. Tay, what you think, nigga?
you didn't answer him. But plus, a nigga gotta let a bitch know that her next move is her best move. So making a move, getting with a real pimp, got to be her best move, because if she could without some instruction, she gonna be headed for destruction. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I do.
So, you want to destroy yourself? No, I don't. Well, come on, break yourself, ho. Hey, the business head got a little bit of reach in that motherfucking bra or wherever she got the reach and slap that shit in the nigga's hand. All right, bitch, now this is a good down payment. So what I want you to do is go get some more right now. Period. unless we have the after hours or something, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. I might tell the bitch, you know, I'm gonna break you right now, bitch. But, you know, you hitting it early. Yeah, the bitch gonna say, I know I gotta make it right. Yeah, cause this shit ain't right. This is the shit you had. You know, I don't give a fuck. It was $1 million. It ain't enough. You got to give me some more. It's pimping going on over here, ho. That bitch don't cream.
Another question.
Come on.
I got another question. What if there's a prostitute and she has a drug problem? Do
fuck
you leave
bitch.
Her alone?
Fuck that bitch.
Okay.
We should pass that one up, man.
Yes, fuck her. Because you know why? The drug man getting paid before
that?
You. We don't fuck with bitches that get their money somewhere. Give me the money, bitch. And if I want to blow some cane with you, I motherfucking go get some cane and come back and blow it with you. Or if I'm at the motherfucking after hours and I didn't brought your ass, we might could have a blow here. But what I'm saying, bitch, about you buying blow, about you blowing without me, that's dead. Can you make them up? Hey, because we don't pop everything, man. We don't want the blow man getting our money.
That's right.
Okay.
plus a rehab center, man. You understand what I'm saying? A pimp is not a rehab center, man. A pimp want to take the hoe, give her instructions, and send her out the dope to come back with his money.
Exactly.
Anything, any other distractions? See, a bitch supposed to be high on the pimping. Bitch, you get high off. Bitch supposed to get high off you. Shit. Fuck that dope shit.
Hey, you know we used to tell the girl you fuck with me 3 days, we worse than heroin. You gonna be hooked. You can't. Yeah, we gonna be in the blood. So you can't. If you don't want to get pimped on, do not pay me longer than 3 days. Woo, yeah. Hey, you know them bitches see tape? They see a big old truck coming. But they don't really know it's a truck. They see something coming because it's nighttime. And the truck ain't got no lights on. Hey, and the truck ain't got no brakes. And the bitch is crossing the street. And I'm speeding because I'm driving the truck. And all I do is blow the horn. As I run their motherfucking ass over with this shit. That's what I do. Yeah. This ain't getting away.
Yeah, in that Mack truck, huh?
In that Mack truck, nigga. Don't fuck asking me questions about this goddamn game. Hey, and that call, another thing. See, bitches be trying to test how much pimping you got in you. And then when they ask you a question like that, and you got any hesitation in your answer, even if you give the right answer, the bitch gonna mark it against your motherfucking ass. Tell you what we got, man. We got 10 more minutes. Time for another couple questions.
Damn, bud. This question right here. Nigga say he said he been pimping 10 years. He been pimping on these same two bras for 8 years. He said January gonna be 9 years. He been pimping on both the bitches, and he said. He having problems with the bras because they want to have a baby. So his question is, when do a pimp let a hoe have a baby? Damn, bud, that's kind of a deep one right there, nigga.
Nigga, so, that ain't too far of a fuck, nigga. If the bitch been with me like 5 years or something and she get pregnant, fine. But if the bitch been with me 9 years and the bitch start talking about having a baby, shit, I get the bitch pregnant. Because the bitch hoeing up until the 8th month, and then as soon as she had a goddamn baby, she getting back home. So whatever,
yeah,
as long as can't understand that. I ain't trying to stop her from being a woman. That bitch want a baby. She with a motherfucker she in love with. Shit. And you gonna tell her no, that bitch gonna leave you. Bitch, I tell you what. As long as your motherfucking agree, as long as your ass agree to get my money up until it's time for that motherfucker to poke his head out your goddamn pussy, yeah, you can have a baby. Matter of fact, now I fucked the bitch right then. What's your take on that?
Shit, bud. I agree with you, because what I'm saying is that, shit, after eight, you know, he had the bitches 8 going on 9 years, shit, the bitches, you know, been in this nigga corner, building him up, been loyal to this nigga, shit, 8, 9 years, shit, that's some loyalty. A bitch can have a baby, you know? Or then the nigga say, he say, I'm having problems. Oh, he said he let some other pimps know what he was thinking about letting the bitch have a baby, and he said his comrades, they roasting him.
hey, I don't know about you, but I might have told you, but I wouldn't have told no niggas that goddamn shit, because what do you expect them to think? Because all they thinking is that the bitch going to be pregnant, sitting up, not getting you no money. They not thinking about right. having no bitch for another 10 years. They not thinking about what that motherfucking kid gonna actually do for you in that bitch. Them niggas is thinking some false pimp shit. I'm saying,
yeah.
I had this bitch, you know, 7 years, now she tripping on having a baby. Your motherfucking ass probably say, well, what you tripping on, nigga? Because that's what a real pimp would say. Because a real pimp with no hoes is women. You can't
right.
take the womanhood from this bitch. Cause she
right.
a hoe. Bitch,
right,
you,
and after
years, and she gonna dry up and not be fertile. Shit.
Right, and after you've been pimping on this bitch 7, 8, 9 years, and the way I'm saying, the bitch that shows you her loyalty to you, and that's, you know, that's the foundation for any motherfucking pimping relationship with his hoe. So shit, bitch deserve that. Yeah, but as far as the niggas go, I suggest that he. If he don't have a personal friend in his pimping, then he got to keep all that shit to himself. Because the worst thing to do when you in the game is kick something with a pimp that ain't in your corner. Because he going to take that faggot shit and run with it. He going to take it
you're
and just
fucking right.
blush it. Huh, bud?
I say you motherfucking right.
Yep. Yeah. In this game, in the pimp game, you can't tell a nigga your personal business, because the nigga always wanna, you know, niggas wanna see you do good, but they don't want you to pass them while you on your way up. So the average motherfucking pimp ain't in the nigga's corner no motherfucking way, especially nowadays the way they got this shit going on, unloyal ass motherfuckers. Shit make me mad, and I ain't even in the game.
Hey, calm down. Leave all that shit to me, nigga. You the good guy. hey, nigga, ain't that funny, nigga? You was the good guy when we used to get in bitches. Nigga, do you remember that? I was always, no, fuck this bitch. They ain't be rough as me. Oh, you guys got to forgive my friend. He used to white bitches trying to dick Russell. Motherfucker. Oh, no, we would never do that. We heard of you guys. Hey, I ain't letting them hustle me, nigga. No, relax, man. We just arrived at these bitches. Nigga, you was always a good guy, nigga. Boy, we was the motherfuckers, man.
Oh, shit. Hey, bud. Well, hey, bud, check this question out here. Nigga right. say, is a baby mama a good turnout? What about that? What
hey,
about that,
if,
bud?
If you wait to turn her out after she had a baby, I don't think so. I mean, she ain't no necessarily bad turnout. You know, this might have a hole in her and didn't really recognize it until she had the baby. I don't really know. I ain't saying a baby mama is a bad hoe. But I'm saying if you haven't been pimping on her, and then she have a baby, and suddenly you want to pimp on her, I ain't saying that ain't cool. I'm just saying I don't see that working right.
You don't see that working right, bud. You don't think that the bitch probably wanna, she'd wanna be a part of life. Bitch probably wanna grow. She probably, but you know what? You're probably right, because a lot of them bitches had them babies. They get lazy in the motherfucker. Shit.
Yeah,
they don't wanna.
Yeah, okay, but what I'm really saying is that, nigga, if you catch a bitch and she just had a baby, you ain't gonna not pimp on that bitch. So what I'm saying, just because the bitch just had a baby don't mean she's a bad bitch because she's a mother. And just because you is the father don't mean she's a bad bitch or going to be a bad bitch. What I'm saying is it's all about the bitch. If the goddamn bitch had hoeing in her, then it don't matter if she got a baby or not. Damn them bitches got babies. Damn them bitches don't. Damn them bitches turn out when they pregnant. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, here a question right here. They say, what's the name of the track in New Orleans? Shit, I forgot that. What about? I know you know. You good memory, motherfucker.
No,
I know
no,
you know.
Got, what is? It? God damn, this is not Union.
I couldn't think of it, bud. Nigga, if you remember, I left you in New Orleans, nigga.
Nigga, I know, but I like New Orleans. Basin Street. No, Basin Street ain't it.
No, not Basin.
It's in the French. It's in the French quarters mostly, but I can't think of the name of it.
I just remember. Why, I just remember. That. Huh?
Why the motherfucker want to know about that?
Because he live in New Orleans.
That motherfucker, hey, think of this. What motherfucker that got pimping on his mind, live in New Orleans, don't know to go to the French Quarter because that's where the goddamn hostro eats. It's in the French Quarters and on the outskirts of the French Quarter. So what I'm saying is, in New Orleans, you can go to some other street with got some hotels on it because you ain't going to get no money because everybody is in the French Quarter. So when you gonna get some money there, but now as far as the street, I just can't remember the name of it. But I lived in New Orleans for like a year, Tay.
I know.
Shit, New Orleans was cool, but I didn't really like it. Man, New Orleans was. I went to New Orleans, got my motherfucking Gatsby, and I moved into these apartments, and I pulled into the apartments in these Pecklewood. In the parking lot, they got these big old tubs of ice, and in the ice is these beers, old Milwaukee beers, and they fucking steaming some crawdads and shit. So when I pulled over, cause I live out of here, the motherfucker say, "Hey there, boy, why don't you come over here, boy?" So I said, but I'm a neighbor, so I walk over. And the motherfucker say, "Yeah, that boy, come on, get you a beer, man, boy." This motherfucker calling me boy, and I'm on a trip. Then this motherfucker said to his friend, "Say, boy, get over here and get this boy." And I realized that's how they talk. Then that motherfucker said, because I said I don't drink beer. He said, "Well, hey, go in there, boy. You see a bottle right there? He telling me to go in his house and see a bottle out here." And I'm thinking, man, this motherfucker. But I realized that them motherfuckers, they was racist a little, but they wasn't hiding it. They wasn't motherfucking prejudice racist. They just was they was redneck. They wasn't even racist. They was redneck motherfuckers, man. And they was calling me boy, and I swear I started to take it wrong, but them was the coolest fucking white people I knew. And I mean, I had met and all through the South. Those white people in the South are way cooler than the white people in the Cali and over on the North, because the people in Cali and on the North, smiling in your face while they stabbing you in the back. Whereas them motherfuckers in the South, they let you know, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'd rather know, fuck me, than that smiling than stabbing me in the back bullshit.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, we out of time, but look, you guys, everybody that's listening, do not trip on how harsh sometimes we sound. God damn it. Oh, shit, 267 just niggas. I was about to cuss. What up, 267?
What up, bud? What up, Tay, man? I just had a quick question, man. It just been on my mind. What do you tell your lady when you got on the track? How you keep her? What you tell her when? How you tell her to react? What you tell her to react? How you tell her to react when you got other guys getting at her when she out there on the track?
Keep her motherfucking mouth shut. Keep her eyes looking straight forward and get my money. Don't react. don't do shit. That's got something to do with what they doing. And if they cut you, call me, bitch. Other than that, get my motherfucking money. Because niggas got to do their job, and their job is to fuck with hoes.
Word.
What you got?
Yeah, all right, that's it right there, huh, Tech?
Yeah, because if a bitch stay in pocket, man, if a bitch get out of pocket, man, if a bitch even try to sneak a peek, man, a bitch gonna get busted, man. A pimp gonna see that, because a pimp looks for that, man. So a bitch got, you know, like Bud say, a bitch gotta keep her eyes straight ahead and start walking. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, bitch gotta keep it moving. You know, because one thing.
What's up, 786?
Huh?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, what you gotta say if a bra? You know, what I'm saying she flip cars. She like buy flip cars like an auction, but she want a hoe. She want a hoe too. You know what I'm saying?
She making money flipping them cars?
Yeah, she made money flipping them cars. And she raised a hoe.
Hey,
she raised
hey,
a dough.
You getting the money?
Say what?
You getting the money she making for flipping them cars?
Nah.
Okay. So you saying she flipping cars, getting her own money, but she talking to you about being a hoe.
Yeah, she tried to flip, yeah.
Hey, nigga, she beef rustling you. Tay, hey, tell me that bitch ain't beef rustling this motherfucker. You fucking the shit out that bitch.
What that mean?
You fucking the shit out that bitch. And she ain't doing
you
nothing to make you fuck her. Talking that goddamn shit.
No.
Come on, man. All right, let's hear the bullshit. Come on.
I'm listening. No, I ain't even smash her yet.
Okay.
I ain't even smash her.
All right. She wanna be Russell. So, this is how you motherfucking tell her. Next time she motherfucking sell a car, tell her to break you off. Right now. And if the bitch break you off, you tell that bitch, since you done broke me off, we can talk about you hoeing that. Because what I'm saying is, if you ain't willing to give a nigga no money, then nigga ain't need to be kicking no game with you. Matter of fact, you need to tell that bitch that first. Bitch.
Ooh, that's a good one, bud. That's a good one, bud.
Hey,
I already know you're coming from.
Hold on. I wouldn't have never thought of this tape if I wasn't a big old square now. But since I don't cut straight up and cut the nigga motherfucking ass over, I have to think of a way to get at him. Well, shit. Hey, bro, I would have told that bitch, let's go right now. You want to sell some pussy? I know you fuck these cars.
Yeah, because the money going to show is she's real serious.
You let the bitch used to give to put some money in the nigga hand.
I wouldn't let her get used to that as far as let her do it a couple of times from them cars. I'd let her do it once from the car, and the rest of the money got to come out the pussy. You know, get out, let's do it. We can't talk about it. We'll talk about what you did tonight when you come in. We'll kick it. Then we'll know what to do tomorrow. Then we'll kick it tomorrow night when you come in. But about us kicking it before you go get me some money, bitch, fuck you. That's how hoes turn out. You make them shit, or get up off the pot.
That's right.
Sit on the pot for an hour and a half, ain't farted, ain't did shit. You still fucking with the bitch. Fuck you, bitch. Shit or get your fucking ass up. Okay, what you got, man?
Yeah. Yeah, because most of them bitches just be window shopping and they ain't buying a motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Let me put it.
Hey, let the bitch one talk to shit because we a bustle right out. Fuck you with that fake shit you're saying. Go get the money. Hey, I'm gone, man. What you got, man?
All right, bud. I'm gone, but y'all can hit me on YouTube, Hollywood's Finest. I mean, not Hollywood's Finest, Hollywood Chante. we ain't calling it. Let's go to Vimo for Hollywood's
Vimeo.
Finest.
Not Vimo, Vimeo.
Vimeo.
No, nigga, Vimeo.
Vimeo.
Yes.
Vimeo.
All right, I'm gone, you guys. Hit us next week. Ask some questions, fellas. We love them.